He's a 5-time Pro Bowler, 4-time All-Pro selection, 136 quarterback sacks during his 12-year career. And after retiring from the NFL, Jared Allen took up curling and formed a team with us. Who are you doing curling with, Jared?
Oh, you know what? I was curling with Mark Bolger, Michael Ruth, and Keith Bullock. But yeah, I've been on a couple other teams since then, and having fun with it all.
Oh, that's awesome. NFL great Jared Allen with us. I love the headlines. Like, if you go back to 2009, you got 479,000 views on a video of your mullet. And then in, 2010, I think you're getting married or something, and you got to say goodbye to the mullet. And then there's a big return in 2013. The mullet has returned. This has been a part of who you are for a long time, right?
Oh, absolutely. And it's funny, my wife was like, we're watching our wedding video the other day for our 14th wedding anniversary, and she was like, "You should have had your mullet for our wedding." See, so it's like, you know, even when it's gone, the nostalgic of it's still there. And you know, she could even agree that was a lapse in judgment. It was pressure from the family for me to cut my hair, and you know, I gave in to do what was right, you know, by be a good son, and should have never done it. Should have stuck to the lifestyle.
Women, see what you do for love, Jared.
Oh, I know. It was more my mom. My other two brothers got married at the courthouse, so it kind of ruined me. I was the only wedding, and so my mom was griping at me about photos, and I was like, nothing photo is better than just a flow of locks, you know, but I couldn't convince her back then.
So do you still have one right now?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Actually, I just got it cut up. And to be honest, you know, they took a little more off than I wanted to. And I was like, oh, my goodness. Because that's the problem now. You used to be able to go into the barbershop and just say, hey, give me a mullet. And they look at you like you were crazy.
Right.
And then you want like a what? I'm like, yep, you know it. Like tie it on the sides, slow one in the back. And but now there's so many variations of the mullet. The mullet is like this popular thing. A lot of the kids call it a hockey cut nowadays, right? You got all these different, like, some people just have long hair and they taper it. And so, you know, she went in and she was like, oh, you seem a little too squared up. Let me get a little more tapered or whatever. And, you know, unfortunately, I think she cut a little more length off than I'd like. But, yes, I'm still rocking a mullet. It'll never leave my head again because my wife told me I'm better looking with it. So it works out well.
Look at there. Do you guys have kids yet?
Oh, we do. Yeah, I got almost 10-year-old and a 12-year-old.
You going to have little mullet heads running around? I mean, are they into it?
No. The girls aren't rocking the mullets. They got long hair stuff. Yes, you know, in this day and age, it is what it is.
Say hello to Kevin Powell. He's our sports anchor.
If I had sons, they'd be rocking mullets for sure.
Jared, it's great to talk to you. It's been 8 years since you retired, and if you haven't seen it, Jared had one of the best retirement videos of all time where you're on a horse. And you kind of just ride off into a field after announcing your retirement. But I wonder just how much you pay attention to the NFL still. What was your time like here in Chicago? And have you noticed kind of the hype building around the Bears? Caleb Williams comes to town. Are you watching the league closely? Do you follow the Bears a little bit? I know you spent a lot of time with Minnesota, but you had to stop here in Chicago too.
Absolutely. I watch it close enough so when I do interviews, I don't sound like a complete idiot.
Thank you.
You know, all for the right reasons, right? I watch it close enough for, you know, but not too close. You know, obviously I got another Minnesota connection with Kevin Warren being the president of the Bears now. So I wish him nothing but the best. He's a fantastic human being. I'm excited to see. I think, you know, even though I spent so many years in Minnesota, I've had my brief stint with the Bears, which, again, I always apologize to the Bears fans because I'm like, I played with a ruptured L5 and pneumonia for that year and a half. So it wasn't my, it wasn't what they were probably expecting, but I always appreciate the love from Chicago. But you guys, it's such a storied franchise that, you know, teams like that, you know, even though I played against them for most of my career, you always wish them well because the NFL needs Chicago to be good, right? You know, the NFL is not good. It's not the same that the Bears aren't in the conversation in late November, December, because, I mean, you start getting meaningful games back in the Chicago area, you know, late in the year. I mean, it's a different type of game, as everybody knows. So, yeah, I'm excited to see how they do. I really hope they can get, you know, the right coaches around, because that's what it really comes down to, right? You can have all the right players. And I always say, if you see players take big dips or have, you know, go somewhere, have great success, or go somewhere after having great success, take a big dip, it's usually because of coaching, right? It's how that player is being managed, and it's how, not saying it's a bad coach versus good player, bad player, but, you know, coaches and personalities and all that stuff have to line up. So, you know, when you put that much energy and effort into a guy like Caleb Williams, I hope you get the right people around him that are going to be able to motivate him properly, communicate to him properly, and put him in the right position to be successful, and then obviously protect him with an offensive line, a running game, and decent receivers. So,
Jared, what else can you tell us about Kevin Warren? You brought him up. He spent a lot of time with Minnesota. What should we know? What's a different side of Kevin Warren that maybe we don't know about?
That's the thing. There isn't a different side. What you see is what you get with him. He's obviously a very, very bright human being. He's a from my personal relationships with him, I mean, a man of faith, a man of, like, a good family man. Kevin's always picked up the phone when I called. He's that guy. Maybe we don't talk for a year, 6 months. You know, we can shoot each other a text and, you know, and catch right back up. He's just a phenomenal person. He's a joy to be around. I think he's genuine. I think he's genuine in his pursuit of excellence, just in the way he carries himself and the way he takes on every aspect of life. And he's obviously, I've never seen a malicious side of him, to be honest with you. And obviously spent 6 years with him in Minnesota, then knowing him, you know, all these, goodness, almost 14 years since I've been retired, 8 years now. So, Kevin's just, he's a great guy. I think he's going to bring, a different, you know, a kind of an outside acumen. You know, the Bears have been predominantly, you know, the families had a lot of insight on it. We've been through, and I was a big fan of Ryan Pace, but obviously when he left, but I thought he was a good GM. I thought he had some good ideas going forward. But I think from an outside standpoint, I think he's going to give you guys a different perspective of the future of where you guys be. I know the new stadium deal is looking to be outside of downtown. I'm not saying, I don't know any of the details. I'm not saying that's good or bad, but things like that, he's going to explore. He's going to be willing to explore other options where, you know, certain other people may not have in the past because it didn't meet up with the storied history of the Bears. So I think he'll definitely help do what's best for the fans, do what's best for the team, and bring revenue in. That's the ultimate goal.
Hey, Jared, so before we let you go, how did the Illinois State Fair get you? I mean, obviously you got a mullet, but how did they convince you to get on the air and support the mullet?
I have a marketing company out of Minnesota. We did some marketing for U.S. Mullet Champ last year, and we've joined forces with them as we acquired it and now are the owners of U.S. Mullet Champ. So when the State Fair reached out for us to be a part of it, you know, who better than to pub the mullet than the guy who owns the competition and has a mullet? So this is a real cool deal because we don't do many live competitions. Our Mullet Champ registration is open right now for our online competition. And the one reason I love it is because, you know, we judge it in three on our online platform. We judge it in three different ways, right? Fan voting, and then each contestant goes out and raises money. And 100% of the money they raise goes to my foundation, Jared Allen's Home for Winter Warriors. And then we have our judges, vote, obviously. But the cool thing about our live events, and when the State Fair is getting involved, is there's going to be about 15 contestants on stage, right? The winner of that mullet, of the live show mullet competition, gets an automatic pass to the top 25 of our competition. That's a little bit of cash. We want to use, like, about $500 for first, $300 for second. I know there's a youth, the kids' mullet competition is really what is some of the greatest stuff to see, the videos and the interactions and stuff like that via the platform. So I know they're going to do, like, a mullet parade for the kids. So I encourage everybody to sign up. Go to mulletchamp.com and fill out your registration form. Sign up for this year's competition. Like I said, this is our first year actually, being in full control of the competition. So we got a lot of great things and content we want to produce in the future. We're coming out with new merch and stuff like that. Unfortunately, I don't think much of our new merch will be at the State Fair.
We'll be there.
Online.
We'll be there.
MulletChamp.com. Our MC that we have out there, he's going to do great. He's been he's kind of like the well-known mullet MC. So, but yeah, again, top 15, or there's going to be 15 competitors. The top mullet gets an automatic pass to the top 25 of the U.S. Moto Champ competition that we hold on our site. So, and again, it's all for the good cause. And that's at the end of the day. Usually people that rock a mullet are salt of the earth, and we're looking to do good things.
That's awesome. Jared Allen, Mullet Champ Contest, Saturday, August 10th at the Illinois State Fair. Give it a Google. Have a great weekend. Happy Father's Day.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks for having me on.
Steve's News next on 720 WGN.